U.S. beef producers have not heard this statement very often lately.
We do have good news out of Korea.
Yes, Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture Chuck Lambert telling reporters in Washington that Korea has decided to release into commerce and begin inspection of some 38 loads of U.S. beef it had been holding in quarantine.
Given that, USDA will resume issuing export certificates to ship beef to Korea. Korea did not lift the suspension of the four processing plants where product was included in the first two shipments originated. But again, as we have said before, those plants and their parent companies are not involved in the exporting of the product, and we are urging Korea to lift the suspension of those plants in a very timely manner.
Those suspensions came first after bone was discovered in some beef cuts from two Cargill plants, and then some Tyson's beef, originally destined only for U.S. consumption, got shipped to Korea. Lambert said USDA's reassessing its inspection and export certification procedures. Hopefully, there will not be any more problems. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.